Welcome, 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 the 90 Day Money Pro Podcast. You have found it. You're in the right place to learn how to make smarter money decisions in the right order. This episode is starting now. Do you even have to go to college to be successful? Do you require a college degree? Find out more in this episode as I share how I went from bagging groceries and being a college dropout at the age of 17 to being a financial advisor by 21 and for 10 years building a book of business that won awards and got me speaking in front of tens of thousands of people. This episode is really awesome. So happy you found it. I'm Dimitri Neistat. I'm a chartered financial consultant and money pro, and you're in the right place. So the conversation of education, right, and how far we really need to go in, let's stick with, let's say, the traditional education, which includes, you know, high school, college, maybe getting a bachelor's degree, then going on maybe getting a master's or a doctorate, right? That traditional course of education that I personally, speaking to you right now as like, right, I'm a millennial, born in 1988. You know, I'm 31 years old as of the time of this podcast. And, you know, that is what was fed to me. Make sure you have a degree to fall back on. Education is so important. And I think only as we got older, for many of the folks who are listening, it was a realization maybe after graduating and you realize the student debt that you've taken on. Maybe a light bulb has gone and turned on because of that. For yet others, you know, it's finding a lack of fulfillment in their professional career and professional development that has made them question things. But we're going to talk a little bit about my story, which is pretty unique. You know, Dimitri Neistat here speaking through your headphones, through your car audio system, whether you're running on the treadmill or just tuning in on your laptop or work computer or through your phone, right? We're going to dive deeper into my unique story as an immigrant from the Soviet Union. As a first generation American, right? Someone who was born overseas and grew up here as a young kid, as a millennial, but more importantly, as someone who graduated high school a year early, as someone who's been working pretty much full time since he was 14, 15 years old, as someone who dropped out of college after 6 months of from starting. Right, so after just 6 months, I jokingly say that I dropped out of college before my peers that I've been in school with graduated high school. So all the kids in my class were still seniors in high school in April of 2005, but by March of 05, I had dropped out already. Right, so being able to see the way my career went from, this is a very interesting journey, bagging groceries at the age of 14 at a local supermarket, to being a cashier, to being a service desk employee, and running the front end of the store, you know, by the time I was 16, 17 years old. And then transitioning to being a bank teller at the age of 18, working full-time, and flourishing in that role. I got promoted to being a personal banker. I earned a promotion there, and, you know, I was opening up people's accounts and, you know, making sure that we were hitting goals. I was doing lending products like home equity lines of credit. At the age of 19, I was, you know, submitting applications for those kind of products and working with the public one-on-one with questions about their money. You know, I was that go-to person for many individuals, starting at a very young age at 19, that, you know, as 2008 came along, it was, as you many of you all know, the Great Recession of 2008, where the global economy pretty much had to hit the reset button in many ways. Everything pretty much dropped in value by 30 to 40% in a matter of a year to a year and a half, while many things like the cost of gasoline, a gallon of gas, you know, going up to over $4 a gallon, $4.50, $5 a gallon in many places. But in that transition from banking in 2008 to becoming a financial advisor, that's right. I, I hear Dmitry Neshtat became a financial advisor at the age of 21 years old, passing my Series 6, my Series 63, and my life, accident, and health exams. And a few years later, gaining my CHFC designation, I pretty much was building a practice of helping folks one-on-one. That's right, building a book of business, much the same way a dentist or a doctor would, with patients, whereas instead of patients, I had clients, right, who I was helping guide them through making financial decisions, money decisions of all different types. And guys, I suffice it to say that I was wearing a suit to work when I was 19 years old at Citizens Bank in 2008. I was probably making about $45,000 a year. There in the past it had room for bonuses and things like that. But that's what we jokingly said with my coworkers, we wear suits to work and make about $100 a day. And for many of you listening, that's probably a similar income to what you might be making. I think the national average is right around that range. And I was able to get there with nothing more than just a high school degree and years of work experience at a supermarket. I think that what's so important is what I learned at that supermarket. Let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, what are some of the key takeaways on why I was able to get to where I got to without a college degree, without that traditional pathway of education? What I really think was the most valuable takeaways. Well, I learned how to come in on time at a very early age. I learned how to be willing to stay late and really how to stand out to the higher ups as a good employee. And not just good, as a great employee, as one that deserves a promotion. Things like asking for new responsibilities, things like working well as part of a team, things like being responsible and accountable and relatable. And at the same time, I know this sounds silly, smiling. I was known as a very smiley person, both at the supermarket where I was working all the time and then at the bank. I think in customer service, let's just be honest, in life, having a freaking smile on your face is important. and when you have it authentically and you're not just faking it, right? Even though sometimes, let's be honest, you do, right? You make sure that you have an outward portrayal of positivity, even though inside you might be going through some shit, right? Even though you might not be feeling so great that day. That attitude and the importance of having a positive mental attitude was something that I really adopted, and I think it needs to be continuously focused on every single day as development goes on. So for me, it was a very seamless transition from working at the supermarket to working in banking to becoming a financial advisor. It was an opportunity for me to continue to build on the skills that I had established. And I think the key values around that positive mental attitude, being promotable, seeking more responsibilities, being accountable, right? Those were things that I really hung my hat on. That's how people would have described me back in that time, being able to work the shifts that someone else didn't want to, or being okay when others might be panicking, right? Being the level-headed one. I think all that stuff is really valuable and critical. And so as you listen to this, really kind of assess how are you currently in your professional situation, and what kind of mental attitude do you have? Is it positive, negative, or neutral? What can you do to stand out to the leadership at your job to grow, to build, to progress to that next step, whatever that might mean for you? There's a great quote. It says, humans, we're a lot like grass. We're either growing or we're dying. And so when I look out at the lawn, that's kind of what I think about sometimes. You're either growing or you're dying, right? And so as we're building our professional careers and we weigh the pros and cons of formal education, I think it's important to mention in this conversation, there are certain occupations where that higher education is mandatory, it's specialized, it's critical, it's crucial to the well-being of that profession's expertise. Now, whether or not it's part of formal education or not, you know, let's just say, as an attorney, you have to pass the bar. As a physician, you have to go to medical school, right? For all you folks who want to be brain surgeons out there, hey, you got to go to college, right? There are no brain surgeons out there with just a high school degree. That just isn't the case, right? There are plenty of other jobs in real estate, in finance, in hospitality. I mean, you name it, where it's not just an equivalency of your education. Heck, marketing, media, automotive. I mean, there's, you know, the trades. There's so many different, and I've worked with, and here's the cool thing, right? As a financial advisor, guys, now, mind you, I'm 31 now, and pretty much since the age of 21, I've been a financial advisor. I'm in my 11th year. You know, I've worked with probably over 1,000 clients, if not 1,100 by now. Individuals in all different shapes and sizes, ages and races, backgrounds, income levels, debt levels, financial education levels, right? I've worked with literally the whole spectrum, the wide range of Americans that you can think of, from folks who are public school teachers making 50 grand a year, to folks who are in sales making $500,000 a year, to professional athletes in the millions of dollars per year. I've seen it all. I know about what the kind of decisions are that need to be made, the pros and cons, the best practices, the top tips and strategies. And so when I see folks who, let's just say they lean more towards amateur rather than professional, they're more online bloggers and content creators rather than really educated experts who have not only gone through right time working with clients, but guys, like my certifications, my licenses held, my education that wasn't provided from school per se, but was provided from me sitting the F down and learning stuff out of a textbook and proving my knowledge on standardized tests and putting that knowledge into practice. That is education as well. And that, whether it's passing your real estate license, whether it's, you know, mastering your trade and joining a union, I mean, you name it, right? I mean, there's so many different types of certifications out there that really what we're talking about here when it comes to education in the broader sense is more around what are your skills? What do you know how to do? What do you want to learn how to do? Because when you can solve problems out there in the world, okay, your income, your compensation is going to be a direct proportion to the size of the problem that you're fixing, right? The bigger problems that you can solve, the more people that you can help, dollars to donuts is usually going to lead to more money in your pocket, more income coming in, okay? And while that's not the be-all and end-all, the realization that you can be killing two birds with one stone is having a really passionate life, a life full of energy, desire, fun, learning, growth, rather than one that's stuck in monotony, dullness, boredom, frustration. And it's not even meeting your needs, right? If you can kill two birds with one stone, if you can have a fun job and also make enough money, like, hey, that's a pretty awesome part to be in there. When you can be passionate and be properly paid, that's pretty awesome. And so the key lessons here that I've shared with you guys around how I've built my career from graduating high school at 16 after junior year, because I took summer school classes optionally, even when I didn't have to. I volunteered to get extra credit through summer school, which provided enough, you know, I've met all the requirements of graduation in 3 years from my high school rather than needing 4 years of my high school because I took extra classes. And I did that in order to really not waste time, to get to a point where I could get to that next stage in my life. Excuse me. And I really learned that that next stage, that college life, for it just wasn't for me. I was not that kid at 17 who could sit in the back of a classroom with 30 other students and listen to a teacher give a lecture, you know, or a teacher, you know, guide me through a textbook. I wanted that textbook myself to go absorb it if I wanted to know the information. You know, it was those darn prerequisites that I couldn't even get past, right? And I was eager. I loved work. You know, I mean, I remember giving my employer at the supermarket full availability when I was a freshman in college, so that, you know, if I woke up on a Tuesday morning and I had class at 8 a.m. or I had work at 8 a.m., I went to work and I didn't go to class. And that was because at work, I learned more than I ever did in the classroom. When I was building my career, I grew more as a person than I ever did with my classmates. And that growth was really valuable to me. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And so as you all reflect, I want to just give a couple shout outs on where you can connect with me more. At 90 Day Money Pro. That's at 90 Day, D-A-Y, Money Pro. At 90 Day Money Pro on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. You can search hashtag Money Pro Tour to see me and the finance Frenchie when we traveled across 25 states in 25 weeks here in the United States. That's right, we were on tour for 6 months teaching all about personal finance, talking all about, you know, career building, individuals' journeys and stories, so that we could hear more about what other folks are going through and better understand how we can make smarter decisions, how we can be better people, and how we can help one another really live the lives that we all deserve. So if you like this episode, please connect with me, give me a shout out. We'll make sure we put a link in the description down below. Of course, follow along, ask me any questions you'd like here on this podcast episode, and check out more. Because listen, this is not stopping. This is not stopping. I'm Dimitri here, going to keep always providing valuable insight, sharing more about my story, and we're going to keep kicking butt together, y'all. So thanks a lot for listening. Keep kicking butt, and we'll talk more soon.